Government and health officials have ramped up their briefings over the past couple of weeks in an effort to get new information out about the coronavirus pandemic. That's been true at many levels of government. But of course, there are lots of other places where we can get information, some more reputable and accurate than others. Joining me to talk about misinformation related to the outbreak and how to differentiate between fact and fiction is Nadia Bliss, Executive Director of the Global Security Initiative at ASU. And Nadia, what are you seeing in terms of the amount of misinformation coming out about what's going on?
So it's a very interesting environment. To some degree, there has been quite a bit of disinformation around already. But what has been created by this moment, where we're essentially living in an exponential, is just this explosion of misinformation and disinformation. Let me say really quickly what I mean by an exponential. Essentially, the number of infections is doubling or being multiplied by a number every couple days. So the trend is very, very steep. And when you're inside an exponential trend, everything just seems drastically different from day to day. So because of that, because of the fact that there's a lot of fear, a lot of worry because this is a pandemic, because this virus is new and we don't know quite a bit about it, because there's a lot of folks that have agendas when they communicate about it, we end up seeing quite a bit more of disinformation than we've even been seeing recently.
Are you seeing a difference between people who are intentionally putting out bad information versus people who are maybe just putting out stuff that they're wrong about?
Yeah, so I think that's actually quite an important distinction. There does tend to be false information being put out or inaccurate information being put out with intent. So we actually saw quite a bit of this around the very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly because the governments that are involved typically do not share information freely. And then, of course, now there's emergence of groups that are deliberately putting out inaccurate information. And then there's the other type, which essentially what I mentioned is because we're in such a new and rapidly changing moment, because this is an unknown virus, we don't know what the treatments are, we don't know how long it will take for a vaccine, and people are just scared. And when people are scared, they want to grasp to whatever information may be out there.
Yeah, I'm curious about the impact of fear in all of this, because it seems as though when people are afraid, as you referenced, they want some kind of information. And I wonder if also they might be more susceptible to bad information.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not a psychologist, but from the work of the psychologist that I follow, it does absolutely seem that we're in the moment of crisis. Our tendency is to just want to amplify and share, and things that appear new, there have been studies on this, tend to be shared more often. So especially with COVID-19, when there's new information coming out, I mean, by the minute, there's a tendency to share, and people just want some assurance. They want to understand, you know, how long will the lockdowns last? How long would stay-at-home orders last? How long will their kids be out of school? Are they at risk for getting sick? And that creates this environment where, you know, people end up sharing a lot of information, which very, very well may not be accurate.
Is the intent important here? I mean, I would imagine that there are some people who feel like they're helping by putting out information, and it turns out that they're actually doing the opposite because the information they're putting out is not accurate. But how do you differentiate between the intent of people who maybe think they're helping and people who know that they are putting out bad stuff?
I think it's important to be careful, right? So when we're in this sort of environment, I mean, we're operating through a pandemic, we're operating through a crisis, and I would advise everyone to just be a little bit more cautious with the sources. It's a funny space, right? Because information is changing so rapidly, I think it's entirely okay to follow experts that you trust. For example, there's doctors putting out information that may not be the official Mayo Clinic website or the official CDC. Follow those as well, but it's okay to have a few trusted experts or Homeland Security professionals to follow. But I do think it is I absolutely would differentiate between intent. So people that are actively sharing false information are, this is often with malicious intent. And I think that is a completely different category of action. But I do think we all need to be a little bit careful.
Are you seeing differences in the type of misinformation or disinformation, maybe the amount of those that you're seeing now as opposed to during previous crises or previous incidents?
I will say one observation that I have is there appears to be this notion of, I've sort of seen this kind of a bifurcated picture, right? So there is a disinformation that is coming that is generated at essentially state level. So as I mentioned, you know, countries like China and Russia tend to very much control the narrative of what comes out from their respective CDCs. And that is something that, you know, if you're studying those countries or you're just following the news, you're aware of that. And then there is the general amount of mis and disinformation, which often is influenced by a political bias. And that is why my recommendation is to go to an expert who either is operating in a nonpartisan fashion or clearly identifies their political biases in their, you know, for example, biography. Because we are in this state of crisis and we're all scared, maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, there's a tendency to kind of let go or let down our defenses. And it's okay to, you know, let those defenses down a little bit, but it's really important to remember that there is quite a bit of both misinformation, disinformation, and now even malicious cybersecurity activity out there.
All right. That is Nadia Bliss. She is the executive director of the Global Security Initiative at ASU. Nadia, thanks for your time.
Thank you.